Okay, so picture this. You're trying to log into your Gmail, right? And something just feels off. You're absolutely positive you've got the password right. You even double-checked that 2FA code, but you're still locked out.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a sinking feeling.
The worst. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, the world of Gmail hacking. How it can happen even when you think, "No way, I'm secure," and what you can do about it.
And it's more common than people think. What's really concerning is how these hackers are getting so good at getting around the security measures we usually trust.
Right. Like, we're always told 2FA is the gold standard. Today, we're dissecting an article, How Gmail Hackers Have Control of 2FA Email and Number. Here's What to Do. And it goes deep. But before we get into the how-tos, the step-by-step, let's talk about what's at stake here. When we say Gmail hacked, what does that actually mean?
It's not just about losing access to your inbox. We're talking potentially your entire digital life. Think about it. Google Drive, photos, contacts, even stuff linked to your Gmail like YouTube or social media accounts.
It's like handing someone a master key, basically.
Essentially, yeah, it's a gold mine of personal information that hackers would love to get their hands on.
Okay, so that brings us to 2FA. I'm always hearing it's the be-all and end-all of online security, but the article really digs into how hackers are now finding ways around it. So how is that even possible?
You're right. 2FA is designed to be incredibly secure. You need two things: something you know your password and something you have, like your phone.
Right, the double verification.
Exactly. But, and it's a big but, hackers have come up with some pretty clever ways to get around that. There's a few methods they use.
Yeah, the article breaks down a few. And some of them are pretty sneaky, like cookie theft, for example. I know cookies store website data, but how does that lead to a Gmail hack?
Okay, so imagine this. You're logged into your online banking, right? And you step away from your computer for a minute. While you're gone, someone swoops in. They don't log you out or anything. They steal the session cookie your browser saved for that site.
So even though they don't have your login, the website thinks they do.
Exactly. They basically hijacked your session. It's like someone stealing your key card after you've already unlocked your hotel room door. Then there's phishing, of course.
Which, it's not new, but it seems like it's still very effective.
Oh, absolutely. Phishing is all about manipulating people. It's about creating a sense of urgency or trust enough to trick someone into giving up their sensitive information.
So, like with Gmail, that might be a fake email that looks like it's from Google telling you to update your password or something.
Exactly. They'll give you a link that looks real, but it takes you to a fake login page. And boom, they've got your login credentials.
It's crazy how convincing these scams can be. Okay, and then there's one that sounds straight up scary, SIM swapping. I have to admit, when I first read about it, I was like, this sounds like something out of a spy movie.
It does. It's basically where a hacker gets enough of your personal information to impersonate you to your phone carrier. Then they convince the carrier to switch your phone number to a SIM card that they control.
Wait, so even if you have 2FA set up, they're getting the codes because it's being sent to their device now.
Yep, that's exactly how it works.
Wow. That just shows how important it is to be so careful about the information we share, both online and offline.
You got it. And on top of all that, we've also got malware to worry about.
Malware, like the digital boogeyman, always lurking in the shadows. How does malware play into all of this Gmail hacking stuff?
Well, with cookie theft and phishing, it's all about tricking the user, right? Malware, though, it's about getting into your system, often without you even knowing it.
So are we talking like keyloggers that keep track of every keystroke you make, passwords included?
Exactly. Some of these programs are incredibly sophisticated. They can even grab those 2FA codes before they even pop up on your screen. It's wild.
Hold on. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. It's like having a hacker sitting between you and Google, intercepting every bit of communication, which actually, that's basically what a man-in-the-middle attack is.
Okay, that is seriously creepy. It's like someone listening in on a private conversation, and you have absolutely no clue what's happening.
Pretty much. And these man-in-the-middle attacks, they often target public Wi-Fi networks. That's why using a VPN, especially on a network you don't really trust, is so important.
Right, because it encrypts your data, makes it way harder to snoop on.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about a bunch of different ways hackers can get into our Gmail accounts, from swiping cookies to basically hijacking our entire communication. It's a lot. But what happens if, and I hate to even say it, but what if someone thinks their account has been compromised? What then?
Well, first, don't panic. The good news is that Google's got a really solid system for account recovery. Even if a hacker has somehow managed to change your password, even your recovery information.
Okay, that's a relief to hear. So what's the very first thing you should do?
Go straight to the Google account recovery page. It might seem obvious, but when you're freaking out, you might forget the basics. And once you're on that page, Google's going to walk you through a bunch of steps to verify it's actually you.
What kind of stuff should people be ready to answer?
They might ask you for the last password you remember, even if you think it's been changed. It just helps them figure out when a possible breach might have happened. You know, verify your identity.
So even if you don't remember perfectly, something is better than nothing.
Absolutely. And they might ask about the devices and places you usually use to access your Gmail from.
To make sure it's actually you logging in from your usual spots.
Exactly. Google's really good at recognizing those patterns.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, and it can be a pain going through all those steps, but it's really important to be patient. Account recovery, especially in these cases, takes a bit of time.
Totally. Better safe than sorry, right? I mean, it's way better to go through a more intense verification process than risk having someone else get into your account. The article also talks about how important it is to give accurate information during this whole process.
Yeah, for sure. Even if you're not 100% sure about something, like a specific date or a password, give it your best shot. Even a little bit of accurate information can help Google piece things together.
It's like putting together one of those giant puzzles. The more pieces they have, the clearer the picture gets.
Exactly. Now, all that being said, even though Google's recovery system is really robust, there are some extra things you can do to make your account even more secure.
So it's like they say, right, better safe than sorry. It's good to know there are ways to get your account back if something happens, but obviously, it's best to stop it from happening in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to be more proactive?
Oh, absolutely. The article actually gives some really solid advice on that. And one of the biggest things they emphasize is using a password manager.
Yeah, it feels like you hear about those everywhere these days.
Yeah.
But why are they so important for preventing hacking, specifically?
Because, let's be honest, we're kind of our own worst enemy when it comes to passwords.
Oh, 100%.
We use the same one for a bunch of different accounts, or we pick something easy to remember, which usually means it's easy to guess, too. Password managers take that off our plate. They generate these super complicated, unique passwords for all your different accounts and store them securely.
So it's like having a digital vault for all your logins.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And the good ones, they use some really strong encryption to protect your data. Way more secure than, like, writing it down on a sticky note.
Right, that's not very 2024. Okay, so the article also mentions hardware-based 2FA being even more secure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So using those codes from an app on your phone, that's good, very effective. But hardware-based 2FA, that adds another whole layer.
We're talking about those physical keys, right? The ones you plug into your computer. I think I've seen them called YubiKeys.
Exactly. It's a physical thing you need to verify it's you. So even if a hacker somehow got your password, they wouldn't be able to get past that second step unless they had the actual key.
Well, that makes sense. So it's like you need your key card and your fingerprint to get in. Okay, so on the topic of staying vigilant, the article also talks about monitoring your account activity. What does that mean exactly?
Basically, make a habit of checking your Google account activity log. You can see all the devices that have logged in, where they were, when it happened. If something looks off, like someone logging in from a device or place you've never used, you'll know something's up. Kind of like checking your bank statements for weird transactions.
Catch it early. Now, I've heard some buzz about this new thing, Google Passkeys. The article mentions them too. Is that different from 2FA?
It's related, but Google says passkeys are going to be replacing 2FA eventually, and they'll be even more secure and easier to use.
Really? How do they even work?
It's pretty cool, actually. They use some fancy cryptography to make sure it's really you, but you don't have to type in any codes or anything.
So even if a hacker somehow made a perfect copy of, like, the Gmail login page, a passkey would know it wasn't legit.
Exactly. Passkeys are linked to the real website, so they just won't work on a fake site. It's a game changer for security.
Wow. Sounds like the future of online security. Any other tips for our listeners who want to make their Gmail super secure?
You know, it's funny. One of the easiest but most important things you can do is actually enable those automatic software updates. We all ignore those sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But they're crucial. They often have security patches that fix the exact vulnerabilities hackers try to exploit.
Like making sure all the digital windows and doors to your online life are locked up tight.
It's exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a ton today. The different ways our Gmail accounts can be hacked, how to get back in if the worst has happened, and how to protect ourselves from those hackers in the first place.
It's a lot to think about, but really, being aware of the dangers and knowing what you can do to stay safe, that's the most important thing.
Knowledge is power. Being proactive, staying informed, we can all be a little safer in this crazy digital world. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Gmail security. Until next time.